All right, nice to have you back with us. We're going to go down to the beautiful state of Texas and bring in Eric Nadel, a Fort C. Frick Award winner and the play-by-play voice of the Texas Rangers. Eric, thanks for being with us today.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, we're doing great, doing great. And I appreciate you being on. You know, I love these stories of baseball, the human interest stories of baseball. And the Rangers may be the home of them with Josh Hamilton and the rehab that they did with him and made him a big star and a huge contract. Now you've got Matt Busch, former number one pick of the Padres in 2004, and he has had quite an odyssey. And he came up to the big leagues last night and couldn't have started any better, Eric. So I'd love for you to share the story with us.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. You know, the guy served 3 years in jail and got out of jail last fall, was in a work release program working at a Golden Corral. And a guy named Roy Silver, who is a former minor league baseball manager and coach and had helped Josh Hamilton in his readjustment into society, if you will, was working with Matt Busch. And Matt had been playing catch while he was in prison to kind of keep his arm in shape. And when Roy Silver played catch with him the first time in the parking lot of the Golden Corral, he realized that this guy's throwing over 90 miles an hour. Roy still has an affiliation with the Rangers. So he called the Rangers, and they sent five of their scouts to see him throwing in the parking lot of a Golden Corral in Florida, and apparently clocked him at over 95 miles an hour. They brought him shortly thereafter to our ballpark here in Arlington, Texas, had him throw in the bullpen, and they signed him that day.
Boy, amazing. Now, this is the number one pick in the whole draft of 2004 with the Padres. Had all sorts of legal issues, assault cases, and then, of course, ended up with the three DUIs with serious injury and did 37 months in prison. But he started as a shortstop and then was converted to being a pitcher. And now, last night, I got to see the video of his ninth inning, and you got to call it. What did it look like?
Well, it was really remarkable. You know, and he really had only pitched for 1 year before all of these legal problems cropped up, and he had to abandon his career, you know, and not play at all anymore. So really, he only had a partial season in the Tampa Bay system as a pitcher. And, you know, seeing him come into the game last night, you know, it did bring back some memories of Josh Hamilton. But more than that, for me, it brought back the memory of calling Jim Morris's first inning in the big leagues. You know, Tampa Bay happened to be playing here when Jim Morris, who later would become the subject of the movie The Rookie, came running in from the bullpen and pitched his first inning, also in very impressive fashion. But we saw Busch a couple of times in spring training. He was not in the big league camp, Marty. He was on the other side, but he got called over as a just-in-case guy late in the spring a couple of times, and we got to see him, and we saw how electric the fastball was. You know, what we really didn't know was whether he'd be able to throw strikes and that he'd be able to mix in, you know, a curveball at about 80 miles an hour and a new pitch that he's only learned since he went to Frisco this year, a slider that clocked out from 91 to 93 last night.
Okay. All right. But the inning, my goodness. Now, we had the Blue Jays here, and you've seen the Blue Jays a lot more than I have. And, you know, here comes Donaldson and Bautista and Encarnacion. It didn't seem to bother him at all, and he, like, threw great pitches to him.
Apparently, he wasn't even aware that Josh Donaldson was the batter. You know, he was so focused in on just getting to the mound and throwing strikes with his stuff. He didn't really know who was up there.
What's it like for you covering someone like that? What's it like having someone like this around the ball club? You went through it with Josh Hamilton here. He's got his dad with him. And then, of course, there's someone else from the Ranger organization that monitors him. And I know for Josh Hamilton, that was critical. What's it like having someone like that around the ball club? How do the players deal with him?
Well, you know, Marty, it's a little too early to tell. You know, he didn't show up until yesterday afternoon. You know, as I said, he wasn't in the big league clubhouse during spring training, so we don't know. You know, he seems to be very quiet, very calm, very reserved, very friendly and willing to talk. I just met him today for the first time and had a very brief conversation with him. You know, we'll see as we start traveling and, you know, all spending more time together with him, you know, what sort of personality it'll be, you know, what sort of personnel there will be around him on any kind of a regular basis. You know, this is a guy who doesn't have a driver's license. His license was suspended. You know, he's going to have to live a very different lifestyle. You know, as an alcoholic, he's going to have to stay away from all of that temptation. And, you know, but he's 30 years old. You got to keep that in mind. He's far more mature than most pitchers coming to the big leagues for the first time.
Wow, what a story. Eric Nadel with us. Of course, Eric, Fortzy Frick Award winner and the voice of the Texas Rangers. Golden Corral, it sounds like the Million Dollar Arm movie. Remember that one? Where they have...
It's made for a movie, isn't it? You know, the only thing I can think of comparable was the story of Vicente Padilla when he had his tryout with the Arizona Diamondbacks showing up on the back of a donkey in some field in Nicaragua.
Amazing.
But, I don't know a better story than that for where a guy actually did his tryout for a major league team.
Well, Ron LaFleur, of course, came out of prison, was signed by the Tigers. I think Billy Martin, I want to say maybe went to see him in prison, but certainly coming out, they knew Ron LaFleur could play.
Well, you know, and the Rangers have a history, you know, not with Josh Hamilton, but even going back to the 80s, I think Tom Grebe was the general manager when Steve Howe was personified.
Right.
And the Rangers signed Steve Howe. I believe they were even fined by the commissioner at that time for bringing Steve Howe to the major leagues. He had signed a AAA deal more quickly than the commissioner's office was ready for. That one didn't work out so well for the Rangers. He went off the wagon, I think, the following year.
Yeah, tragic on that one. All right, so Matt Bush, will watch him, 30 years old, and I saw the video of last night, and let me tell you, I was impressed because I just saw these three guys here all week long, and they can swing the bat. Eric, how's the race going? Seattle, Texas seems to be the two teams that have separated a little bit in the American League West.
Yeah, they have. The A's are 6.5 games back, and the Rangers are going to play the A's for the first time this coming week. But we've seen Seattle for two series, and I think they're for real. A couple of their big hitters, Cruz particularly, haven't even gotten hot yet. But their pitching is so solid. You know, they've been in the top three in ERA, and they've redone their bullpen. And Steve Cishek, last night notwithstanding, you know, has done a good job for them. They got Benoit to pitch the eighth, and he's been hurt. But they seem to have a pretty deep pitching staff right now. And, you know, if Taijuan Walker really has the breakthrough year that it appears he's going to have, that gives them a pretty formidable three with Iwakuma and Felix.
Oh, very good. Eric, thanks for taking the time. I know you've got your game coming up. Who's pitching tonight, Texas and Toronto? What do you have?
Rangers have Colby Lewis against Marco Estrada. So the gun may never hit 90 tonight. It's still going to be tough on the hitters.
All right, Eric, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And we're going to follow the Matt Bush story. I appreciate you sharing it with us.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Eric Nadel down in Texas. Very nice to have him on.